We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, so listen, we are back right now. And I got to tell you, too, that was a very cool opportunity. Boomer, good job, man. He's over there laughing. That's the relief laugh. I could tell what that was. That was the chuckle of, oh, praise God, it worked. but yeah, folks, that's right there. That was that last segment, that monologue, that opening, that going to a break and then coming back. That was a year and a half in the making right there. So we're sitting here in the Right Side studio. By the way, you can actually watch now. We're live streaming, which is crazy to me. I used to get to wear whatever I wanted to wear. Now I feel like I gotta like wear clothes. It's boomer. I gotta wear pants. It's just, you know, saying
that's a good thing.
But no, we're live. But so much is on our website. That brings up a point. Rightsideradio.org is the website. Rightsideradio.org. And you can find a ton of stuff on there, not the least of which is we are broadcasting the show live on the radio, obviously. We're across half of North Alabama right now, or half of Alabama, really. We're still on 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Cumulus Broadcasting out of WVNN in Huntsville. We're also on 101.1 FM WXJC and 850 AM WYDE, both out of Birmingham, Crawford Media. And really from Clanton to the Tennessee line, from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. On top of all that, though, we still have folks that are way outside of our overly broad AM-FM capabilities because they're going out of state, they're traveling, or they just live in other places. And so, yeah, you can go to rightsideradio.org. You can stream the show live, or you can watch it live. Both are on there, listen live or watch live. I always tell folks, no matter where you are in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, go to Listen Live tab, and no matter where you is, there we is, that's the deal. That's all going on there. Plus, it also, you may have heard an ad a moment ago. We're hiring. So the Right Side Radio team is expanding, and we're hiring right now. So we've got a thing on the front page of rightsideradio.org that literally says, you know, the job description, what we're looking for. And I think, like I said in that recorded ad a moment ago, if you're one of those folks who, you know, wants to make a good living, wants to have some time, a chance to sort of make your own hours, and you're out there shaking hands and looking people in the eye, and you believe in the cause that we believe in here, you may sure enough be a quality candidate for a job here with Right Side. So check out the website, rightsideradio.org. Find all the stuff, to include the fact that we're hiring. Yeah, that's just good. Hey, listen, that thing I did a moment ago in my monologue, a little bit more somber than normal. It was just one of those that I just felt led to put that together. But part of it too was I was really thinking I was going to make that a two-part monologue. I was going to talk about not just the person who's going through the experience, but also the people that surround them. And I couldn't fit it all in. There was no way to fit all that in. It's almost like that would be a whole other monologue. But I tell you what triggered the what can we do, the people who are not in the midst of the grief themselves, what can we do, was a story. I got to tell you this, before I even get into my triple dipper and all that, man, this story is so good. Pulled it off of Daily Wire, dated yesterday, actually. Legendary athlete Bo Jackson anonymously donated to pay for Uvalde victims' families. Man, I love this story. You talk about how cool is this. Here's a man who's got everything, really. And here's an Alabama guy, Bo Jackson, one of the most class acts to come out of Alabama sports ever. The only person to have ever been both an NFL and a Major League Baseball All-Star, both. And both the only professional athlete to ever carry that title. Obviously extremely wealthy, but the story of the Uvalde school shooting just really got all over him, apparently. And so anonymously, and it did come out later, but, you know, how do you hide something like this long term? Anonymously, he and a friend decided to fly down to Uvalde and give a check for $170,000 to pay for all of the funerals for the victims of the Uvalde school shooting. Can you imagine? I mean, how cool is that, by the way? There's a guy who doesn't know them personally, but it was just blessed by, you know, the resilience of that community, touched by the losses of the families. And his own words, he said, I know every family there probably works their butts off to do what they do, and the last thing they needed was to shell out thousands of dollars for something they never should have had happen to them. And he said, despite knowing a soul in Uvalde, the town stuck in his mind. He said, it just touched me. So he went down and he gave the check to Governor Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott announced it as an anonymous donation to cover all the expenses of the funerals. But a few days later, the news came out and the AP contacted Bo Jackson and he confirmed. And he said, I was just trying to put a little sunshine in somebody's cloud, a very dark cloud. And he's done this kind of thing before, like when the tornadoes ripped across the state of Alabama, I think that was the 2011 tornadoes, and killed like 250 people. He basically went to work, man. He raised a lot of money for the people of the state of Alabama. But I love that story. There's somebody who's on the outside looking into someone's grief and decided there was something that he could do. How cool is that? I just wanted you guys to hear that because it was one of those stories that sort of brightens the rest of my day. Well, listen, I'm going to be, headed to a break here in 1 second, but we're going to come right back and we're going to jump right into the Triple Dipper. Please know, too, if you want to call into the show, we'll take those calls, but the number has changed. It is now 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT is the number. Call the show. Love to talk to you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, I'll tell you what, the phone's lit up. Boomer's getting used to answering phones, typing on the board, running things at the same time. You're like an octopus over there. You're like just running all kinds of numbers and stuff on me. It's
everywhere.
It's everywhere, man. Hey, let me grab line two real quick. Is that Sparky on line two? Yeah. Hey, Sparky, yeah. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for that last section on Bo Jackson. I was really touched by the man's heart and generosity. And I just got to thinking how many anti-gun violence politicians are out there who are also millionaires and billionaires. And where are they, in such a magnanimous? It wouldn't. They could write it off if there's taxes, somebody like Nancy Pelosi and her husband or even Betsy DeVos, former Secretary of Education or whatever. I mean, she's a billionaire. It wouldn't be a drop in the bucket for them to cover such a thing. But, there's deeds and then there's words, right?
Yeah, man. You're exactly right. Absolutely right. It's amazing, too. I mean, this is not the first time he's done it. Like I said later in that description of his story, I mean, he's raised money for tornado victims. And I think he has a charitable foundation, too, if I'm not mistaken. He does stuff like this all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic human being. Hey, man, you have a good weekend. Appreciate you,
Sparky. Appreciate you, bud. Take care. Hey, let me grab line three there, Boomer. Let's go to line three. Is that Bell from Somerton? I think. Yeah. Hey, Bell, Phil Williams. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am well. I'm well. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the podcast and I was thinking about my son. I've been serving the Lord over 40 years, and I lost my middle son 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And it was a tragic thing. And my heart was just crushed. I didn't know what to do. But I want to tell you one thing. What he said was so true. Because through the Lord, through the help of Jesus, through the help of prayer, you can have that peace that passes all understanding.
Yeah.
I don't understand how I can have that peace, but I know how I get it, and it's through the Lord, because I have a peace that passes all my understanding.
Yeah.
Well, I know where he's at. I know he's good. I know I'm going to get to see him again. And I just want to say that what he said was so right. I'd rather have the peace of God in my heart than anything else, because I know that I know where my son is. I know where I'm going.
Hmm.
I'm going to get to see him again one day, and I just appreciate what he said.
Well,
because it really touched my heart.
Well, Belle, I appreciate you, and thank you for sharing that. That's a hard loss, but you're a testimony. I mean, you're, and you've got your own story to tell, but you're a living witness that it actually does work. The peace can
yes,
happen.
Yes, it does. I didn't understand it at the moment.
Well, thank you, my
friend.
I didn't
understand the why, but I know the how now.
Well, and
that's what makes the difference.
And that's it. It's the how. Belle, you have a wonderful weekend. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling and sharing that.
You too. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Hey, listen, let me one more call I got, and it may be unrelated to what we're talking about, but let me just go ahead and grab it. Line one, Timothy. Hey, Timothy, Phil Williams. How you doing?
Hey, Phil.
You doing all right?
Are you on there, Phil?
Yeah, I am on here. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen to your show every day after I get off work. Work on a very expensive missile system for our army that you serve. And I don't know whether to call you Colonel Phil or since you're a senator, because I read all your stuff, your bio, or is it Honorable Phil? So I'm just going to call you Phil.
Phil's fine. We'll work with that.
Phil, we'll work with that. But anyway, the Alabama doesn't want to give me my refund, and I called them today, sir. And I said, well, I know who to call on this one. And they were real nice, and they said, we've got a glitch in our system. We can't give you your refund at this time. It's $701. I said, well, so anyway, it's a little disturbing. I don't need the money at all. It's the fact that, man, it's like they just said, we got a glitch in our system because of COVID or whatever. But that was my main problem. I thought, well, I'll call Phil and see, since he's been a senator, he might tell me who to get a hold of down there. And,
well, Timothy, I wish I could answer everybody's tax problems. I tell you what, though, it's a state issue. So one thing I would encourage you to do, it's amazing how easy it is to get hold of your state representative or state senator. Where do you live? Do you know who your state rep or state senator is in your area?
I live here on Martin Road, right off of 565 in Martin.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's going to wind up being either Sam Gavan, who's a great state senator, or Arthur Orr. They're both awesome. I think either one of those guys could make a call down to Montgomery for you or have their office do it and probably pretty easily be able to figure out and bird dog this issue. But
All
right.
Well, at this time, I've decided not to pay the Alabama anything out of my check until we get this cleared up. But on the other hand, on the other hand, my brother-in-law, that's a retired lieutenant colonel, he's in ICU, he's rear-ended on 565. He's a retired colonel, 28 years, light colonel, served in Vietnam. I just need your prayers for him. He's in ICU. His name's Phil Freeze. And we're having a hard time right now, but, you know, your monologue was wonderful.
Well, brother, by the way, thank you for his service. Thank you for standing by him. Thank you for asking for prayer, because there's nothing better that we could do. But I guarantee you, tell you what, the next break, before I go into anything else, I'm going to pause right here in the studio and pray for him. And I appreciate that very much. Listen, Timothy,
I like to listen to Copper better than you. Sorry about
that. All right, Timothy, man, you have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon. Oh my goodness! Well, what a great audience. I mean, that was 10 minutes of just cool, and the phones are still ringing. So we'll see how this goes. But yeah, we do have a phone number, by the way, a new phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. 833-68-RIGHT is the new phone number. You want to call in? Apparently, it works, because we just had a series of them, Boomer. You done good, Boomer. You done good. You're not as pretty as Copper, but you still done good.
Not as pretty as Copper. I'm managing over here.
you're doing more than managing. You're orchestrating. You're like a machine over there, brother. Just pounding it. All right, listen. Folks, you want to call in, we'll take the calls. Let me jump into the Triple Dipper, though, before I run out of time. Because top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned. Because when we come back from the top of the hour break, a friend to this show, a friend to me, Dr. Jordan Vaughn. Jordan is a physician practicing in the Birmingham area who has been on the forefront of being concerned about the way the government has mandated certain treatments and not allowed other treatments for COVID. He has been a longstanding member, one of the founders of an organization called Concerned Doctors, who are willing to ask the government to, by the way, let doctors be doctors. But he's also very pragmatic. He's not a denier of anything. He'll literally come out there with the truth and give us the way things are in a very pragmatic and practical and knowledgeable and, oh, by the way, licensed position. So yeah, Dr. Jordan Vaughn will be coming back on talking about COVID madness. So let me just tell you this, it's happening already. Here we are. I've got an article here from the Iowa Torch. That's Iowa Torch. Phil, man, I'm telling you, we get resources from all over. So the Iowa Torch, beginning on Monday. This is a storyline dated yesterday, by the way. Beginning on Monday, this coming Monday, those visiting buildings in Cedar Rapids are going to be required to wear masks. Here we go. Here we go. By the way, I saw this morning that your own Alabama Department of Public Health, if you're on Twitter, take a look at their tweet. If you're on Twitter, Alabama Department of Public Health, using your tax dollars, has decided it's a great idea to go ahead and say, if you have a question about wearing masks, just put them on. Like, what? So why is that a thing? And then it went on to say, it's time to normalize masking. No, I'm sorry, it's not. Maybe in the OR, you normalize masking. Maybe at a costume party, you normalize masking. Masking is not normal, all right? Those who want there to be a new normal need to understand the vast majority of the world wants their normal back. COVID madness has got people under the belief that we should just go ahead and, hey, get over it, man. Just get over it. Put on that mask. What's wrong with you? I saw a video the other day. I think I talked about it on the show briefly, of a lady getting on a public bus. You know how buses have those poles that stick up so you can actually hold onto the pole in case you're standing up? She got on a public bus, and then she sat down wearing a mask and a face shield and gloves, took out a roll of Saran wrap, and began to Saran wrap herself in, wrapping it around the poles so that she built a barrier, kind of like you'd see in a grocery store between you and the clerk. I mean, COVID madness is still out there. Story on the National Review. What'd you just have on the board right there, Boomer? Oh, was that a caller called in?
A caller called in and just wanted you to know and wanted to see if, you know, he had the right number and wanted you to know about, you know, just Bo Jackson and Bo Knows Compassion.
Ah, play off the old Bo Knows Bo, Bo Knows Compassion. And that was Bo from Huntsville that called in? So this Bo, Knows Compassion. I like that.
My bad.
No, but, hey, yeah, thanks for that, though. Back to the storyline here. Triple Dipper, number one, COVID madness. So, story off the National Review, dated today. It says, President Joe Biden, a man so obviously unsteady and frail that governors in his own party are starting to circle him like vultures, has COVID. You may have seen it yesterday. The President of the United States has COVID. Also, earlier this month, it says Dr. Anthony Fauci, a 81-year-old, also had COVID. Neither experienced even remotely serious symptoms. So why can't we move on, it says. What a great question. Why is it we're seeing, you know, the variants appear, and by the way, I'm going to ask Dr. Vaughn about this. The variants appear to be mild by comparison to where we were 2 years ago. And listen, on this show, I'll tell you like I've always told you, I'm not anti-vax. You want to get vaccinated? Go do it. It's your call. That's the deal, though. It's your call. You and your medical provider make your own conscientious decision about what you think is best for you and then do or don't do. But this idea that we have to, you are mandated, you're a COVID denier. Okay, COVID's real. Hear me say it. Charlene and I had it back when it was pretty fresh, and it sucked. I mean, we were down for 2 weeks, and you know, we were concerned because it was rough. But the reality is, we pulled through, and I'm not so sure we didn't already have it twice. There was a period of time there where we look back now and realize how bad we felt during a period of time, and think, did we have it? I don't know. But it was just a year ago, according to the story in National Review, in a CNN town hall, that President Joe Biden told the country, you're not going to get COVID if you have the vaccinations. Well, there was already good reason then not to believe it, but, you know, he was still saying it. Now we're seeing San Diego schools reimposing their mandates. Now we're seeing Cedar Rapids, Iowa, putting mask mandates in their public places. Now we're seeing certain places like Hawaii that never really lifted their mask mandates in schools. And now we're seeing, by April of this year, even though 60% of America has had COVID and has the natural immunities, we're starting to see things like multiple boosters of the vaccines don't stop you from getting it. How many times have we heard, well, it's a good thing that I'm vaccinated and boosted. Well, is it? I don't know. Is it? Well, we're going to talk to Dr. Vaughn about that. I tell you what, Boomer, go ahead and move us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll take this break. We'll come back, and I'll keep telling you about some of the hypocrisy that is coming out of the White House. Amazing right now. By comparison to when Trump was in, the level of hypocrisy is part of the COVID madness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, listen, I tell you what, we're in number one of the triple dipper, COVID madness, I'm calling it. Part of the COVID madness, in my opinion, is the blatant hypocrisy we're seeing coming right now out of the liberal media and the Biden administration about the fact that President Biden has COVID himself. And by the way, we do wish him well, all right? I mean, I've had COVID, and I don't wish it on anybody. But nonetheless, I wish him well. I also wish the White House would remember the way they treated the Trump administration when COVID happened. And the media. Oh, my gosh, the media. Like here's a classic example. Boomer, you got that clip? Let's do this. I got an audio clip right here of the glass ceiling breaker, Jean-Pierre. What's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary for President Biden. I want you to hear this, and then I'm going to comment on it. Go ahead and play it.
Where was he infected? I don't think we know. I certainly don't know if you have any thoughts on it.
Look, I don't think that matters, right? I think what matters is we prepared for this moment. I think what matters is what Dr. Jha just laid out.
Stop that madness right now. Okay, so here's the deal. I don't think it matters. First of all, the doctor gets up there and he is asked point blank, where was he infected? Who did he get it from, basically? It's the freaking president of the United States, a man whose every moment is cataloged, whose every conversation is recorded, whose every handshake is part of a photograph. Where did he get it? And the doctor goes, I don't know. Do you? I don't even know. I don't even know. Where did he get it? I don't know. And then he looks over at Karine Jean-Pierre, and what's her response? I don't think that matters. How many times, Boomer, you're just laughing. How many times were we told in the last 2.5 years, contract tracing, you've got to call everybody you've been with for the last 5 days, you know, and then they're even wanting you to download apps on your phone, like colleges. Right here in Alabama, by the way, that app was developed by UAB. Thank you very much, UAB. That app, here's another aside regarding that app, and I'm going to get back to my point. That app was developed by UAB in conjunction with the Alabama Department of Public Health, sanctioned by the governor of the state of Alabama. Because I know that because I was, for a period of time there, I was on the governor's task force. We used to joke about the fact that there was no tasking for the force. It was ridiculous. I was on this so-called task force, and all we got was the occasional conference call, and we would be told about the press conferences 20 minutes before they happened. It was nuts. So you can just imagine, I'm with the Policy Institute, And I'm told there's going to be a conference call, so I get on the conference call. And they're just, this app is so wonderful. This app will trace your every move. And we're going to have students having to download it on college campuses, and we're even going to sell it to other states. It's going to be wonderful. Who asked the question? Just me. I'm the only one out of this entire conference call with about 30 so-called noted experts and leaders around the state of Alabama. I asked the question, why are we doing this? And I don't remember exactly how the conversation went, but the bottom line was, was it going to be mandatory? I think if I recall correctly. And it strikes me as odd that during a time in the last 2.5 years where your every move was supposed to be documented and you're supposed to let everybody know and you're supposed to quarantine yourself, that what we're seeing right now is where he got it doesn't really matter. The doctor is not even concerned enough to even think about through. You could tell he was caught off guard. I don't even know where to get it from. I don't know. Well, so apparently contact tracing is no longer an issue based upon the leadership of the President of the United States and his immediate staff. That's what I'm hearing. It's just been, what? Boomer, what was it, 2 weeks ago, man, when I realized I had been exposed and I had to let people know?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks ago, we're about to, that's right, because we're about to go live with the syndication. About 2 weeks ago, I had a buddy that was here in the studio stop by to see me who calls me the next day and goes, hey, man, I hate to tell you that I just tested positive for COVID. Oh. So what did I do? I contacted everybody I'd been around for the last 48 hours and told them that I'd been around somebody. So apparently I don't have to do that anymore. That's what it appears, because the president of the United States doesn't even know who he was around. I don't even know where he got it. I don't know. Did he get it from fist bumping the Saudi prince? Did he get it from the cook on Air Force One? I don't know. Well, listen, I got so much more. I got a stack of stuff. Look, I'm showing it in the camera. I got a stack of stuff here I didn't get to yet. But coming up right after this break, though, we're going to go ahead and jump onto a phone call with my friend Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who is just going to give us some pragmatic thoughts on where we are with all this. What's happening? Is COVID spiking again? What are we doing? Why are they masking people? I don't know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.